Hello and welcome to this Naxos podcast and concertos by three American composers. We have a clarinet concerto by Frank Tekeli, a horn concerto by Brad Warner, and a flute concerto by Behzad Ben-Shahbaz, with the Nashville Symphony and three of their own members as featured soloists. Here's a bit more of that opening music, the very beginning of Frank Tekeli's clarinet concerto, with James Zimmerman as soloist. That was from the first movement of Frank Tekeli's clarinet concerto, a movement titled Rhapsody for George, clearly a tip of the hat to George Gershwin. Of composing, Frank Tekeli says, it's a process in which the head and the heart are constantly keeping each other in check. The tension between those two forces is what creates a piece of music, and it's a real mystery, a hall of mirrors. The more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. Each movement in his clarinet concerto pays homage to a different composer. In the case of Song for Aaron, it's Aaron Copland. Here's the beginning of that movement with soloist James Zimmerman. Thank you. Brad Warner started out studying horn and plays it professionally to this day, which explains why he writes so absolutely beautifully for the instrument. After stints with the Rochester Philharmonic and the Toronto Symphony, he moved to Los Angeles, where he became one of the top studio musicians. Considering he's played in at least 1,000 film scores, you didn't mishear me, he's played more than 1,000 film scores, so the chances are you've already heard his playing. But here's the beginning of his horn concerto. The soloist is Leslie Norton. Composers set different kinds of limitations or rules for themselves. Like in a team sport, the rules in music help give it structure. In Brad Warner's case, he's come up with an unusual and some would say rather severe operating rule as a composer. He tries to use only the pure diatonic scale. In visual terms, think of it as only using the white notes on the piano. Warner writes in the liner note that because his scales don't have sharps or flats, the in-between black notes on the piano, the goal of is avoiding the full gravitational pull associated with traditional tonality and to have the harmonic element constantly evolving and redefining itself. I think part of the reason it sounds so beautiful is, whatever the rules, Brad Warner is just a wonderful composer. Here's the slow movement of that concerto. Composer Behzad Ranjbaran was born and raised in Iran. He began studying the violin at the conservatory in his native Tehran at the age of 9 and knew from an early age he also wanted to compose. According to him, interest in classical Iranian music was not actually encouraged at the Tehran Music Conservatory, so he had to take classes at another institution just to satisfy his own curiosity about the classical and folk music traditions of his native country. Ranjbaran incorporates elements of Iranian rhythm, melody, and instrumental color into his composed music. In 1974, he moved to the United States, where he studied at Indiana University and then at the Juilliard School in New York, where he's now on faculty. Here is some of the slow movement of his flute concerto. The soloist is Eric Graton. Music by Behzad Ranjbaran. In an interview with a Persian journalist, the composer said, "It is the international character of classical music that allows composers and performers to work in different countries." In saying that, he was expressing his optimistic outlook on music as a powerful means of human expression that transcends borders and nationalities, which, when you think about it, makes music more important now than ever before. Here is some of the final movement of his flute concerto. Thank you. You have been listening to music from Frank Tekeli's Clarinet Concerto, Brad Warner's Horn Concerto, and Behzad Ranjbaran's Flute Concerto, with soloists clarinetist James Zimmerman, horn player Leslie Norton, and flute player Eric Graton. The soloists are all members of the Nashville Symphony, who are accompanying them, conducted by Giancarlo Guerro. All three pieces come from a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.559818. That's it for now. To go out, here's the ending of Brad Warner's Horn Concerto. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. The